Right, audio explanation of your corticus minor tracts. So those are your tracts for fine motor control. They originate all the way in your cerebellum. So your pontocerebellum, which is your lateral hemisphere, is going to have the fiber, and then that's going to go to your dentate nucleus. And then the efferent fibers there are going to leave via the superior cerebellar peduncle. All that is a massive tissue that connects the cerebellum to kind of the brainstem and the rest of the brain. So those fibers there, when they've kind of gone through the cerebellar peduncle, they're going to cross at the midline and go to the thalamus. They're going to go to the ventral anterior or the ventral lateral bits of your thalamus, which are your motor bits. Then your thalamus basically has reciprocal connections. All that means is connections to other bits of the brain. So it's going to have reciprocal connections to your motor area or area 6, for example. And then from area 6 or your motor area, then there's going to be corticospinal tracts, which are going to go all the way into the brainstem at the pyramids of the medulla, so right at the base of the brain. They're going to cross again, so they've crossed for the second time, and then they go into the spinal cord. So overall, if you think of it from the cerebellum, the right bit of the cerebellum controls your right hand. But if you're looking at the motor cortex, it's going to be your left motor cortex that controls your right hand, because from the motor cortex, they only cross once. Okay.